myself and a couple of other TDs established an independence network in April of last year, and currently there's 5 TDs signed up to that, and about 17 councillors around the country, and it was based around a set of core principles that independent members would sign up to and agree to work towards delivering. Now, obviously, given the poll figures over the last couple of months, there's a lot of speculation taking place at the minute, and there is some talks starting to happen. I haven't been in discussions with anybody at this stage. I would expect when the Dáil resumes next week that we'll be talking to Shane Ross and Michael Fitzmaurice to try and get an idea about what actually they envisage happening.
It would appear on the face of it that what Michael Fitzmaurice in particular is speaking about would be roughly along the lines of what you're talking about there as well, and it would be assumed by many people that you'd be a lot closer to Michael Fitzmaurice in terms of core political principles.
Yeah, I think that's right, and I think myself and Michael be very concerned about rural Ireland and trying to ensure that there's some form of balance, regional development and within the country, to ensure that rural areas can actually try and catch up on what's happening in the East Coast. I think national issues are affect everybody nationally as well, and they have to be worked on across the whole country. And I think that, what I need to see and what I would be looking at to see is what the actual principles that any alliance would be lining up on to as their core, and what would be the red line issues before I would be deciding whether I would participate or not, because I certainly don't see any future role for independence as a crutch for a government to rely on. I don't think that's the way forward, and I don't think that's what the Irish people want or deserve either. I think that what we should be looking at as independents is we should be looking at being an active part of a government, and I think we should ultimately be looking at leading the government.
In terms of the technical group which exists in the Dáil at present, what impact, if any, would these new alliances have on the formation of a new technical group, assuming that there's a large group of independents in the next Dáil and assuming that you're one of them?
There's a lot of assumptions there, I suppose, Donald, and it depends on actually what the makeup will be. You could actually have an independent group in supporting the government or participating in government, and an independent group in who may not be, who would be in opposition. So there could be, I think what will fundamentally have to change in the next Dáil is that they will have to change how the Dáil is made up and how it looks at political groupings within the Dáil and supports those. So I think you will see change there, where you will see at least 2, maybe more technical groups or groups of independents aligning together within the actual Dáil itself.